Welcome back to The Morning Mindset. Hey friends, I'm Kerry Green. I'm here to help you get your mind aligned with the truth of God's Word. We're going to be doing that today by looking at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 14. Before we get started, though, I want to thank our daily sponsor for supporting this episode. If you're a member of the military, you'll be very interested in hearing about the Thundering Legion podcast. This is a podcast aimed to help people in the armed forces live for Christ in that context. If you want to find out more, go to morningmindsetmedia.com/thunderinglegion. And if you would like to be a daily sponsor, even if you don't have a podcast, you can do so by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/daily sponsor. Okay, friends, I remember one time when I was living in the state of Hawaii. Yeah, I know it was hard. Somebody's got to do it. We were out on the water one day in a friend's boat. And it was a sailboat, and the wind came up, and it really tipped really far to the side. Now, sailboats are made to do that. They have this really deep rudder. I think they call it the keel, and maybe I'm totally wrong about that, that goes way down deep in the water, and so it helps the boat to stay, keep from capsizing when it's in a very strong wind. But I remember my wife and I, this being our first time on a sailboat of that kind, being very afraid, feeling very insecure and unstable. Because the way that boat was tipping, it felt like we could all just go over into the water at any minute. And that feeling of insecurity is something the Apostle Paul wants us to feel as we read the passage today. Because he's going to point out to us that God has provided something that brings us Christians security and stability as we go through life. Let's look at it in Ephesians 4, 11 through 13, actually through 14, after we pray. Our Lord God, we are grateful that you are such a generous God and you give to us gifts that will help us as we endeavor to be Christians in this world. So Lord, open our eyes and our hearts to understand what it is you've given us and the valuable thing that it is. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 14 is what we're looking at. The Apostle Paul says, Jesus gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers to equip the saints, that's you and me, for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. So let's pause. These people have been given to the church to equip us so that we do the work of ministry. And that's just a fancy word of saying serving people, helping people, to build up the church, to help the church become stronger. And he says we're to do this in verse 13, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And then verse 14 is where we're starting to focus in. He says, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine. Okay, let's stop. We're going to talk about this word doctrine. You see that imagery he uses of the waves being tossed back and forth. That's what my wife and I were experiencing. It's that insecurity and that instability. And he wants us to feel that for a moment and to recognize that in the Christian life, instability and insecurity comes from bad doctrine. Now, what is doctrine? Well, it's teaching. It's biblical instruction. It's the facts about God and the way he does things in the world that have been revealed to us through the scriptures. So it's important that we as believers in Christ, if we're going to grow, if we're going to become mature in our faith, like he describes here, we have got to be solid on the truths the Bible teaches. Now, there are lots of churches out there, lots of denominations, and not everyone is created equal. Some teach the Word of God very faithfully to the text. Others take liberties with that text. And you and I have to be discerning. We have to be careful that we are not putting ourselves into a context where we are being taught things that are not in alignment with God's truth. He says when we do, we're carried about by every wind of doctrine. So in other words, he's saying that we can be led astray by the winds, you know, these varying things that people say, the Bible says, but doesn't really say. And so, friends, it's my hope that you understand after this episode that what you believe matters. What you believe needs to line up with what God says is actually true about himself, about Jesus, about you, about the church, about the world, about what's going on in our world. We have lots of study to do. We have lots of things to learn. And we need to be in a church where those things are being taught faithfully. Lord God, help us to be discerning about what we're being taught and enable your Holy Spirit inside of us to cause our ears to perk up when we hear something that doesn't sound right with the Word of God. Lord, teach us from your Word to accept what you say and to apply it in our lives rightly so we can grow up and be mature in Jesus Christ. Make us a difference in the world for your name's sake. We ask it in your name. Well, friends, that is a wrap for this episode of The Morning Mindset. If you would like to know more about what it means to be a Christian and how to become a Christian, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus to find out more. That link is in the description for this episode. I also want to remind you to check out our episode sponsor. You'll find a link to their information in the description of this episode. Right there, you'll also find out how you can become a daily sponsor of The Morning Mindset. You can do so anonymously, in memory of someone, or simply to let others know you support The Morning Mindset. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/daily sponsor.